I replaced all my Lululemon shorts with Bird Dogs. Bird Dog shorts do the exact same thing, but fit way better. They actually look like khaki shorts, so I can wear them all day, for my morning hike or bike ride to the bar. I can't stop wearing them. Join over 1 million guys who discovered the best shorts on the market. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code baseball for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB. Promo code baseball for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off. We promise you.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. The NBA draft is less than 24 hours from now, and guess what? The madness has already started. And does it have anything to do with Victor Wembanyama? We got more trades. It's not just Bradley Beal going from the Wizards to the Suns. The Wizards are just the gift that keeps on giving, because they're going absolutely nowhere. And so tonight we learn that Kristaps Porzingis is still going to the Boston Celtics. Malcolm Brogdon is not going to the Clippers, because the Clippers were, at least it's been reported, they were concerned with his medical history. But Marcus Smart, he's leaving the Celtics. He's going to the Memphis Grizzlies. And so the Celtics no longer working with the Clippers here. The Memphis Grizzlies come in, and let me just give you the trade details. The Celtics get Kristaps Porzingis. The Grizzlies get Marcus Smart. The Wizards get Tyus Jones, Danilo Gallinari, and Mike Muscala. They pick up a 2023 second-round pick. The Celtics get a 2023 first-round pick, number 25 overall, and they get a first-round pick for next season. So Porzingis is a Celtic. The Clippers decide to sit this one out. Malcolm Brogdon stays on as a Celtic. The Grizzlies get Marcus Smart, and the Wizards pick up a couple of veterans just to take up draft spots. It's basically salary at this point. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know what the Wizards are doing. There is no analysis there. They're saving money. They're trying to start over. That's it, okay? We get that. For the Boston Celtics, I put it to you this way. We know how disappointing their season just ended. We know that you can look at Tatum and Brown as disappointments in the postseason, especially for a team that just went to a finals last year. You have a new head coach in Joe Mazzulla. He's coming on his second year. And then we all know what took place down in Memphis, where Ja Morant is going to be suspended for 25 games. And now you have a Marcus Smart coming in to join the party. He's going to be another adult in the room along with Steven Adams. So you do now have a mix of vets. And then you can tell Dylan Brooks already, goodbye, see you later, we don't want you. From a Celtics perspective, and we talked about this earlier in the show before we even knew that the Los Angeles Clippers decided to kind of pull out here. Porzingis is not a bad move for the Celtics. He's not. He's 7'3". He can shoot. He can play defense just by lifting an arm up in the air. He's going to block a shot. As a third option, he's not going to be asked to do a whole hell of a lot for the Boston Celtics. I don't think it's a bad move. Obviously, there is a massive injury risk involved for a dude who's 7'3". Porzingis has already gone through a torn ACL. Porzingis has already torn his meniscus. He will be opting into the final year of his deal. And earlier in the day, it was reported that the Celtics want to give him a contract extension. Let's see if it holds true. We know that they're going to have to pay Jaylen Brown, likely. And we know Tatum, he's going to make more money than Brown next season. And so how this works out financially with the Celtics is to be seen. We know that Malcolm Brogdon is still going to be on hand for now to handle the ball, unless his feelings are hurt. And now Marcus Smart is gone. You know, we spoke to Marcus Smart before the season got started. He might sound like a bully and a tough guy on the court, anything but that away from it. Real smart dude, introspective, always has some positive words, does a lot in the community. Well, he always had positive words for the Celtics, whether or not they wanted to hear it or not. And so now he's gone. This is the guy who won Defensive Player of the Year, the first guard to win it since Gary Payton. Marcus Smart is not a scrub. Marcus Smart is one of those glue guys on the championship caliber squad, and now he's going to be playing in Memphis. Is this a loss for the Boston Celtics? Of course it is. Nobody wants to lose a solid player like that, but if you look at the team, they probably peaked. What were the odds that they were going to, quote-unquote, run it back, still be competitive? I mean, if you want to gain something, you got to give something up. That's just the realities of life. And they stunk this past season. A couple of weeks ago, they stunk. I mean, in what world should they have lost to the Miami Heat? With the talent that they have on the roster, they should have been able to take care of them. But they look lost offensively, jacking up stupid shots, and you can thank Brown for his turnovers. It was bad. And after the season, when they lost to the Miami Heat this go-round, Marcus Smart, the now former Celtic, he found the bright side of things. Listen to this.
We all got to go back and look at the film, see where we need to improve. You know, and go out there and do it. We've been doing this for a long time. A lot of us have. And that's the beauty of it. We get another chance. We're blessed. You know, God has blessed us with an opportunity. We just came up short. We get another chance next year, and we get to go start. Obviously, not the way that we want it, but we get to go start to figure out what we need to do next year. I don't know what individually for everybody else. You know, they got to figure it out on their own. But me, I got to continue to work on my outside shot, continue to get these guys, you know, some avenues to pass to, and just continue to be me, just continue to lead, continue to be vocal and lead by an example.
There is no next time for Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart is no longer a Boston Celtic. He's not going to be a Memphis Grizzly. And I don't know if he's going to have the same type of impact, because let's be real. What the hell is this team supposed to look like between now or the beginning of the season and the 25 games that Ja Morant is going to be gone? From a team perspective, a locker room perspective, this is good. Like Marcus Smart, if things go sideways, he's not going to have any problem, you know, just giving Ja Morant a piece of his mind. I don't think Steven Adams is going to tell Ja Morant, hey, I think we need to cut back on the partying. And, you know, Ja kind of blows it off like, what's this giant man going to do to me? Nothing. I don't think Marcus Smart would be afraid to get into a physical tussle with him if necessary. But let's be real. These are two grown men. The NBA continues to move forward. The NBA is a tough league. Teams continue to get better. And so, yeah, the Memphis Grizzlies, whatever. They got Marcus Smart. And the Celtics? I think you might as well swing for the fences, right? You just went to a championship last year. You lost. You tried to go back to a championship this year. You couldn't even get over the hump to get there. You lost to what I would find to be a lesser team, a less talented team. I'll put it to you that way. They were the better team, but not as talented. And so the Boston Celtics, man, they're trying to move forward. You would think that their players continue to step up. You would hope that Porzingis can be healthy. Fingers crossed on that one, right? Kristaps Porzingis is one strong gust of wind, one New England gust of wind from sitting down. Or would you have preferred to just run things back with Marcus Smart? 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Shep, what's on your mind?
Well, JR, I know we got a full line of calls and people want to talk top six. I'm going to make this very quick. I get the point when you talk about the ceiling that this team has reached and the potential seems to have been maxed out. My question for you is, you talked about this constantly in that Heat-Celtics series, that Joe Mazzulla looked completely lost and outcoached. See, I believe Marcus Smart, with the right coach, implementing the right offensive system, not allowing Jason and Jalen to completely go in isolation and then disappear in fourth quarters, I believe that's the mistake that the Celtics had on their hands. Not a point guard that maybe isn't the greatest shooter, but we know what he is as a defender. You mentioned the fact that he's the first guy to win Defensive Player of the Year for the first time in 20 years. So here's my question. Did the Celtics get rid of the wrong guy? And really, are we just now really realizing, I know you know this, but NBA coaching matters in the playoffs. That's why they blew the series. It wasn't because of Marcus Smart, but they're making him out to be the scapegoat because he happens to be there the longest.
No.
You run it back, JR. You run it back and you get a better coach. That's what I'm saying. Is that fair?
No. When you say Marcus Smart is being put as the scapegoat, I don't think that's... No, I don't think that is the case at all.
They're not trading Jalen or Jason. They're not trading Big Al.
Whoa. I think the statement that he is this, there's no scapegoat here. Nobody's looking at Marcus Smart as a scapegoat. Nobody in Boston is looking at him as a scapegoat. No, he is the one who's being traded to hopefully improve the team. Nobody with two brain cells is going to look at Marcus Smart and say, oh, well, we lost, so we had to trade him. That's he's not being scapegoated. The team is trying to improve the roster. That's it. It's not like, oh, my God, we lost. Now we have to move somebody, and now we're blaming Marcus Smart. Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying it makes total sense to go with the guy that has literally zero conference final games that he has played in, and he's played with a guy in Luka Doncic, and when they got rid of him, Dallas got better.
Those are two separate points. You're making two separate points here, really. It doesn't matter if they traded for Bozo the Clown. To think that Marcus Smart was, I'm still on the first thing you said, because it's two separate things.
Yes.
To say that Marcus Smart is now being blamed is not the case. So that's just way, 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 way out, and that's not even in the stadium. That's out of the arena and across the street. Now, if you want to debate replacing him with Kristaps Porzingis, that is something that's viable. You can certainly do that. Anytime you have a trade that's made, you're going to weigh the pros and you're going to weigh the cons. We all know the biggest con for Kristaps Porzingis is his injury history. That goes without saying. We also know, separate from Marcus Smart, that Kristaps Porzingis has a very, very unique skill set. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to be healthy enough to activate it. And if you're the Boston Celtics, and if you've gotten close, but not close enough, at what point do you look at the assets that you have and your ability to improve and say, well, you know what? Let's go ahead and try to swing for the fences. And so I'm not mad at what the Celtics have done here. You can run it back, and what are you expecting? You would expect Joe Mazzulla to have a better season now that he has one under his belt. You would think that he would have, or you will still have, leadership on the team, knowing that you've brought on someone like Sam Cassell, who has experience as a champion as a player, and then B, has also found success as a top assistant coach throughout the NBA over the past several seasons. And so you bring on players. I know everybody is so in love with Marcus Smart. I personally like the guy from my interactions with him. And there's no debate what he's been able to do and say out loud. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's talent that speaks. If you're going to have voices in the building, in the room, that aren't afraid to speak up, and if you can have a Jaylen Brown and a Tatum who can continue to improve and mature, and they're stepping into their primes right now, I don't see any harm in what the outcome is. Because are you shooting for the stars, or are you shooting just to get back to where you were? And so it's going to be a tough pill for everybody to swallow, especially folks in Boston. But I don't think that you're losing all that much. And God forbid, yes, God forbid Kristaps Porzingis goes down. I still believe that this is a competitive team. Is it going to be as competitive as you would have with Marcus Smart? Probably not. But at the same time, if you want to go ahead and take that next big step, sometimes you got to sacrifice and give up something. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Tom is calling from Boston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Tom is no longer from Boston. He's angry. He's somewhere. Tom is calling from Northern California. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? Hey, man, I just want to remind you that you keep telling everybody that Boston has more talent than these teams that they lose to. And I kind of, you know, beg to differ. Yeah, they have Jaylen and you know, Jason, but the older forward, Al Horford, come on, man.
Come on, man, what? I one thing that you omitted from what I said is they have more talent, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they were the better team. If you go back and look up and down at the roster that they played against with the Miami Heat, I think most people did look at them and expected them to win because they had more talent. Hey, the Miami Heat certainly came out and proved to be the better team. There's a difference.
Well, I just
yes.
I guess disagree that you're saying they have more talent. I mean,
here, I'll put it to you in a different way, Tom. Bill Belichick, I give you a football analogy. Bill Belichick has said in the past in trying to build the New England Patriots, and folks in New England may beg to differ, and they certainly have a right to do so more recently. He has always said that it's been his goal not to necessarily bring in the best players, but to bring in the best players to put together the best team. So I think you get what I'm saying. You can have a great collection of talent. That doesn't mean that all of that talent is going to work together in the best way possible. And so that's my point.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Tom, for calling from Northern California. I mean, I guess the cat has his tongue, chopped it up, and swallowed it. 855-212-4CBS. Barry is here from Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how are you, brother?
I'm excellent, Barry. What's on your mind?
So, from a Boston perspective, I'm glad that Marcus Smart is gone because he was a drama queen. He demanded the ball all the time. He took a million shots. And, yes, he's a very talented player. There's no question about it. But he was too much drama around the Celtics, and I'm not surprised that he's gone.
Drama like what?
Drama like he always demanded the ball. He was always crying. If the coach sat him down, he needed to be right back into the game. There was just too much drama around him. Yes, he's a talented player, but he took way too many shots, way too many bricks, and he is a talented player, but there was way too much drama, and I'm not surprised that he's gone. I'm not surprised at all.
Now, I don't know if I want to call it drama. We just heard, we played a clip from Marcus Smart at the conclusion of the season. And thank you, Barry, for calling from Boston. He made it very clear that he needs to improve as a shooter. That hasn't been his strong suit as a player dating back to college. I think we're all well aware of that. But if I want to say anything, he was the one dude that was always willing to actually open up his mouth and to challenge his teammates. And I ain't got nothing wrong with that. And I think the team needed someone like that. They needed somebody to be abrasive. Most teams need it. If you go ahead and look at the Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green, yeah, when he wasn't punching Jordan Poole in the face, he's the guy that kind of gives you an edge. And so if you want to look at anything that'll be missing, at least for right now, from the Boston Celtics moving forward, it's that edge. It's finding a little bit of that crazy. Is Robert Williams going to find some of that crazy for you? Time will tell. Probably not. I think that might be the one thing. It's not necessarily, leadership or being a vocal voice. I think it's having somebody in the locker room who's just capable of being a nut. And I think that's where they might miss him more than anything. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kristaps Porzingis going to the Celtics. Marcus Smart going to the Memphis Grizzlies. Tyus Jones, Delino Gallinari, Muscala. They go into the Wizards. I'm going to take more of your calls, 855-212-4CBS, and then we'll talk about this from a Memphis perspective. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, JR? I enjoy listening to you when I'm on the road, driving back. You always make a lot of sense, and you're funny as hell. You really have a lot of substance to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What a busy, busy, busy day. Amongst all the craziness going on in the NBA, congratulations to the Cincinnati Reds picking up another victory. 11 straight victories for the Reds. They beat the Rockies 5-3. 11th straight victory. This is their longest winning streak in 66 years. Cincinnati now has a record of 40-35. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Tonight, we finally had a deal that goes down. We opened up the show thinking that, Malcolm Brogdon was going to go to the Clippers, Kristaps was going to the Celtics, and that the Wizards were just starting over. I guess the Clippers wanted no part of that deal, weren't confident in Malcolm Brogdon and his health, and so they drop out, and the Grizzlies jump in, and the Grizzlies pick up Marcus Smart. And there's a couple of things here. We know that the goal or the role of Marcus Smart is to hold down the fort from the point guard position until Ja Morant comes back. And when Ja Morant does come back after 25 games, the expectation would hopefully be that he's an adult, that he acts like an adult, and that Marcus Smart brings more to the table than Dylan Brooks did, who was just a complete jackass. Dylan Brooks woke up one day and thought he was a cartoon character and embarrassed himself in the process. So it will also be interesting, I should say, to see where Dylan Brooks ends up this season, as he can still shoot, maybe not the way you want him to, and he can still go out there and defend. Hopefully in the process he's learned from this past season and knows how to shut the hell up. And so not bad for the Grizzlies to pick up Marcus Smart, who had about 6.5 assists, averaged 6.5 assists this past season. And for the Celtics, I'm not mad at them for bringing in Porzingis. Yes, he is a health risk. They also pick up their the the 2023 first-round pick from the Grizzlies, and I don't think the Celtics are done. They do have some financial decisions to make. You know, what happens with Brown? Are you really offering him the full $295? You have to factor in paying Jason Tatum. You have Grant Williams. You have to figure out if he's going to stick around. Probably not. And so some question marks here for the Celtics. I don't think they're done yet. I really don't. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Adam is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, I'll tell you where Dylan Bum Brooks is going to end up: on the Shanghai Sharks in the Chinese Basketball Association. You better learn some Chinese, buddy.
Okay.
Look, about the Marcus Smart trade, man, I agree with both you and Shep at the same time. I agree with you in saying that I think the Celtics team peaked at a certain level. But I agree with Shep, man, saying that, like, they got rid of the wrong guy. I mean, Marcus Smart is an absolute dog. And you know, and you're bringing in Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, that guy's not going to stay healthy. We all know that. So I think I'm not mad at bringing Porzingis because he does add a certain skill set that the Celtics don't have right now. But, I mean, you definitely got rid of the wrong guy, man. That Marcus Smart is an absolute
pest. See, I don't think it's getting rid of the wrong guy. You have to give up somebody to improve the roster. You're not going to give up one of the two best players, and that would happen to be Brown, and the other one would happen to be Tatum. And so I don't think they sat around in a room and said, oh, you know, which guy can we get rid of? Oh, let's get rid of this dude. Who else were they going to get? Who else are they going to move? That was still going to keep
the team competitive. I don't know the Celtics situation, man, but I don't know if there's picks they could have moved or anyone else, but I just think Marcus Smart is one of the core pieces of that team, and he adds a certain level of he's just an amazing defensive player. I think they're losing, man. They're losing out on by giving him up, man. And like, let's be honest, man, Porzingis isn't going to play too many games next year, and I hope he stays healthy, but the chances of him playing in the playoffs, it's like we were talking about Kawhi and Paul George earlier. They're great, but they're always injured, man. I think Porzingis is the same thing.
Yeah, well, you're correct. You can't take away the injury risk, but you have to look. If you're the Celtics, you have to look at the upside. You can run this back, and then have the same presumption of what? There aren't too many teams in the course of NBA history, even championship teams, that run through the same gamut and then just bring the same squad back. This would have been year number two or three, probably year number three, give or take Malcolm Brogdon, that we've seen this roster go forward and move together. And I think there comes a point in time where you go, we need a different look. Granted, you have a new head coach. He's going to be moving into his second year. You have players who have now been through the grind. I think Jaylen Brown was completely embarrassed. And the fact is, if these dudes can't step up on their own by themselves going into next season, if you need Marcus Smart to push the button for you, then y'all still aren't going anywhere. And so I think they maxed out, and the idea of getting rid of the wrong player, there was nobody else that they were going to get rid of that would still keep them competitive, at least as a championship caliber team. And yes, asking for Porzingis to be there is a lot to ask, but I think at some point you got to roll the dice and at least go for it. And let's put it this way. If Porzingis goes down, and thank you, Adam, for calling from Toronto, as of right now today, we haven't gotten full word yet as to whether or not he is going to get an extension. It's been reported that that is the case, but he simply opted into his deal, and they should and hopefully have flexibility into the future. You know, I don't think Tatum and Brown are huge injury risks unless they are legitimately injured. Porzingis breathes, gets out of bed, sprains an ankle, steps onto the court. You definitely have to worry about whether or not you'll miss him for a year. Josh is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
How you doing tonight, JR?
Good, man. What's up?
Not much. I just got the news that Chris Middleton just opted out of his deal with Milwaukee. So I think maybe some of the teams kind of maybe jumped the gun on some of this trade action.
I don't think so. I think that's Middleton looking at his injury history, especially over the past year and a half, and trying to pick up some long-term security as opposed to just opting in for 40 mil. So I don't think that closes.
I think Memphis, it would be a good place for him in Memphis.
Yeah, but my point is, I don't think he's leaving Milwaukee. That's my point.
Oh, I got you.
Okay.
All right, man. It was great talking to you. I'll call you later.
All right. Well, thank you, Josh. Appreciate you. Yeah, just because he opted out don't mean that he's curtains up in Milwaukee. I don't think that's the case at all. He wants to see if he can get some bread. 855-212-4CBS. Nicole is calling from Maryland. Go ahead, Nicole.
Good evening, JR. How are you today?
I'm very well. What's on your mind?
I actually think that the Celtics have been making poor choices with regards to their coaching since they let Ime Udoka go. I believe that he was exactly what they needed. I think that the players reacted and responded to him. And that he was more than effective at doing the job. I think the current coach is not nearly as effective, and that they should have kept Marcus Smart and actually got Ime Udoka. I know Ime is with, I think, maybe Houston or someone, but the point is that they had a good coach who was more than effective, and they allowed personal issues that so many people go through it in sports.
Well, it's a little different, Nicole, when the personal issues affect people in the organization. Like, it's still a workplace. You can't sleep around with people at the job and just think that everything is going to be fine.
You said that like plural.
I don't care if it's one or two people. People, a person. You can't sleep around with a person at the job in a position of power and just get away. Does that make it better?
Well, I think that you can. I mean, he did that. He could have been suspended or whatever, but to let him go, I think, was overkill, and particularly when they didn't let both of them go, they only let him go.
He's the boss. Her husband was
the boss. That's the problem, is that her husband was in a position of power, and that's why they didn't let her go.
Her husband is in the building. From a basketball operations standpoint, when she is underneath him and he is the boss and they asked him to stop, he got the boot. You know, regardless of what you think about the morality of the situation, in any workplace, that's called a toxic situation, and they decided to let him go. I can't fault them for it. I think that would happen in most places.
Okay.
And he's gone.
Well, as I was saying, the current coach they have is nowhere near as effective or as good at the job as Ime Udoka is, and he made a poor choice on letting Marcus Smart go. I think that, you know, in playoff situations, it is very important to have a coach who the players can respect and relate to and actually get from the coach what they need to move forward, and he's just not a good choice.
Well, I think I agree with you. This past showing from Joe Mazzulla was not the best showing. I agree with you 100% on that. And I think the fact that he had to pick up on the job at the last minute has less to do with the Boston Celtics putting him in a position to go out there and lose, and it has more to do with the unprofessionalism of Ime Udoka, who put the team in a poor position to have to hire a new coach right after he got let go. I think at some point in time, we have to look at the person who acted like a complete jackass in the workplace and put his squad at a disadvantage, as opposed to taking a look at the team and saying, well, they brought in the wrong coach. How about you put your trust and hire somebody in a spot, they don't do the job, you tell them to stop, they don't stop, and then you have to let them go. It's simple as that. And so to say, Joe Mazzulla, yeah, he didn't have experience. I don't think the Celtics wanted Joe Mazzulla out the gate as their coach. I think they wanted Ime Udoka. That's why they had him there. And then they had to fire him because he couldn't do something simple as listen. Hey, stop screwing the lady down the hallway. He didn't stop. They gave him the boot. It sounds justified to me. And so maybe Joe Mazzulla in a second year, after going through the fire, and oh yeah, by the way, going to the Eastern Conference Finals, not too shabby, okay? Let's see what he can do in the next go-round. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Getting ready to take more of your calls before we roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
My man, JR, this is kind of like a dream, man. I've listened to you every night for 2 years. It's the first time I've called. I love your show, man. You keep it so real, and I love listening to you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And I appreciate you. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Just what a busy day and night it's been. What a busy day and next couple of days it will be. NBA offseason is always wild. I mean, the Denver Nuggets haven't even really had a full week to celebrate their championship post-parade. And Bradley Beal moves on to Phoenix. Porzingis goes up to Boston. Marcus Smart is now going to Memphis. We have no idea what's going to happen with Damian Lillard. Where does Chris Paul go? It's a lot. The NBA offseason is upon us. And no, we don't have the big, gigantic name free agents that we've had in years past. But we do have player movement. We got teams jockeying for championships. And Chris Middleton opted out of his deal. So now he's a free agent. I assume he's going to stay in Milwaukee as they try to figure things out. You got teams trying to get under the cap. Where does Damian Lillard go? You know, what happens after Victor Wembanyama is drafted? It's drama time in the NBA right now. You got to appreciate it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's try to get in as many of your calls as possible before we roll out. I am good. I'm well. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. I'm great. You can just say hello and just get right to your point. Tony's calling from Massachusetts. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, straight to the point. Marcus Smart, I'm from Boston. It was time for him to go. And, you know, the reason I say that is because it's the only way. The elephant in the room is whose team is it? And Marcus has been there a long time, and he didn't want to surrender that title. He thought it was his team, and it was time for him to go. So either Tatum, who I don't think is the leader, or Jaylen Brown can step forward as the leader. Tatum may be the better player, but I think Jaylen Brown at some point is going to be ushered into that role of being the leader. Porzingis was a backup for Rob Williams to begin. Those two, maybe one of them will stay healthy. What they really need is a true point guard to get their offense in sync, to get the ball in the right spots at the right times to either Tatum or Jaylen Brown's hands and stop jacking up these threes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Tony, for calling from Massachusetts, 855-212-4CBS. Travis is calling from Fairfax, Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Big Travis here. Much love, y'all. Say one thing to y'all. I'm the biggest Spurs fan on the East Coast, noted by Spurs Nation, and on the folks in San Antonio. We're going to celebrate very well tomorrow. But get it down to, I live in the D.C. area. One thing about what's going on, Kristaps Porzingis is a great player. Him going to Boston does not help that team. Yes, he can score, but he is not a leader. He's not a leader here. He was not. He was very, very, very well, very loved in there because of this area's very multicultural area, but he wasn't a leader. That's why we know when he goes to Boston, he's going to be just another a shooter, but not a leader. Marcus Smart was a part leader of that squad, and I swear to God, the Bulls are going to hurt themselves on that. And what's going on in Memphis? Lord have mercy. We all know that boy. So I put them guns on the internet. God bless you, brother.
Okay, thank you, Travis, for calling from Virginia. Here's the thing. I don't think the Celtics acquired Porzingis to be a leader. 855-212-4CBS. Brian calling from Oregon. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, JR, these last two callers have got it right on the money, man. They had to get rid of Marcus Smart because he was the leader. Now, they don't want him to be the leader. That's why they don't need Karzingas to be a leader. But anyway, that's not why I called. The big trade is Portland, man. They got number three pick. You know Miami wants Dame badly because that makes him an immediate championship team. Whether he wants to leave it or not, they say he doesn't, but it's awfully quiet. Awfully quiet, man.
Yeah,
I don't know what Miami can give him for Dame, but I'm telling you, Miami would be a superstar team.
No, it would. And it's
score.
Still,
that's how you minimize.
Well, thank Brian. Brian, the show's almost over. I got to hang up now.
Okay. All right.
Thank you. It's okay. Yeah, look, man. We got to wait until tomorrow to see what happens with Lillard. It's going to may even take a couple of days. Peter from Louisiana, you got the last word. 30 seconds.
Yes, man. It's an honor to be able to speak to you. But on that Memphis trade, I think it was a great trade for Memphis because Marcus Smart is about the same age as John Durant, so he can sit back and watch. He won't be a fool. He's the same type of player. I think that's a good trade for them. Okay. And they was already tough. Their kids are tough, fast, and they play. So that was a great trade.
And he's about 5 or 6 years older than John Morant, so he's going to be looked upon as someone that he should respect. Yeah. Hey, Peter. Yeah. I appreciate you for calling from Louisiana.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Have a good night. Yep. It's all said and done. You know, Memphis, I think not having Dylan Brooks and bringing in Marcus Smart, not too shabby of a replacement. Not the same shooter, you would hope, even though that Brooks was throwing up bricks. I think he'll be better down in Memphis. And for Porzingis, listen, man, you might as well go for it. What you going to do, just swing for the fences again with the same roster? You going to be stagnant? I don't think so. It's a tough one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Dave Shepard. Thank you to everybody listening. We'll be back tomorrow to get you all set and wrap up the NBA draft. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It's a wrap, but don't move. Rich Herrera, he's coming up next, and for Amy Lawrence.
What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Do you hear that?
That is the sound of BMW performance without a single piston or cylinder. A generation of all-electric vehicles designed and built like no other. The BMW iX, i7, and i4 revolutionize every drive into a thrilling opportunity to feel the pure rush of BMW 100% electric. But isn't that what you'd expect from the ultimate electric driving machine? Take advantage of exceptional lease and finance offers today.